most definitely. Coach Wheeler did a great job with us, and especially the young guys. It's getting us mentally and physically prepared for this game, you know, not just talking about this whole season. And just learning defenses, you know, doing the things we have to do just to get better and better ourselves.
What way have you grown as a player since training camp?
I say a bit more patience. You know, at the end of the day, that's what a running back needs. But, I mean, patiently, like, studying-wise. You know, the things I usually want to look at, I'm looking at now. You know, thank for my coach and also Chris, you know, TJ, you know, Tommy, Corey, those guys, man. You know, just looking at their point of view on how they study plays and how they study guys.
Is it a pretty drastic difference in terms of preparation
college,
pro?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, in college, you just study the defenses. You know, that's it. And, I mean, now, man, you're studying the linebackers, you know, the safeties, you know, if they take plays off. I mean, whatever you may need to win the game.
How much of your, you know, ability to run the football and your vision has translated? I mean, have you had to adjust at all your eyes or, you know, what you look for?
Nah, not really. Not at all. I mean, just do what I do is playing football.
Sounds easy.
Have you looked at Houston any, defensively wise? Anything?
Yeah, we looked at them as a whole. Right now we're focusing on Atlanta right now.
You feel you're going to play?
Yeah.
Are you going to ask them that you want to play?
Or yeah.
You are?
Yes, sir.
You have any sense of appreciation for what they're going through in Houston right now with the flooding based on your experiences with Katrina?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. You know, my prayers go out to Houston, man. You know, that's to remind me of Katrina, you know, and I mean, it's tough times, man, you know, especially I don't know what's really going on. I don't know if they have lights or whatever the case may be, but my prayers to them. You know, I went through the same thing with Katrina, and, I mean, they're going to get through it no matter what.
How hard must it be for the football players to focus on football when they're having to think about family and flood and that stuff?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, to me, that should be their motivation. You know, at the end of the day, you know, same thing what happened to me with Katrina. That was my motivation, man. That what made me the man I am until today. So I think at the end of the day, I mean, it's going to motivate them. And come week one, it's going to be a great game.
Thanks. How much did Katrina put you out? Like, what was your experience there?
I mean, I slept on a bridge. You know, I slept on a bridge 4 days, 5 nights, you know, my entire family. You know, just going through stores, trying to hunt for food, you know, medicine for my grandmother and them, you know. So it just, like I say, it made me who I am.